it's kind of surreal, you know, the idea of having an opportunity. But, you know, as every day I come out here and practice, it becomes more and more real. You know, the guys in front of me, I want to learn from and get better and just want to, you know, add to that, you know, what the D-line is in New York City as far as the New York Giants, and that's a lot of pressure.
What do you see yourself bringing to the line? You know, in the past they've had a bunch of different kind of players that have come in between pass rushers, run stoppers. You know, what is it that you see yourself bringing? Is it one specific trait or is it everything?
I want to get to the quarterback, you know, first and foremost. But I know to do that, you have to stop the run, and which I know I'm more than capable of doing. I have great guys around me to teach me that, like Jenkins and Patterson. Those guys have helped me out a lot by watching them, just like JPP and Kiwanuka. Just want to get to the quarterback and get to third down.
Is there anything in particular that, you know, you've seen so far that you could really tell the jump in, you know, from college to pro? Or...
Yeah, there's not a big separation as far as, you know, talent amongst positions. You know, it's not like, okay, this guy's just great and this guy's, you know, nowhere near him. It's like everybody's pretty close. I mean, JPP is a great athlete, but in the same token, you know, technique could help Kiwanuka be just as good, if not better than him in certain things. So, you know, those guys work extremely hard in the craft.
Are they having you play mostly the three technique right now? Is that what you're learning, or are you trying to learn both the three and the one?
Coach Kuhn, he makes sure that we have to learn the entire line, because there's been instances throughout the course of the season where somebody might go down where a D-tackle got played end or end has played three techniques. So I'm learning from the shade to the nine, all that, you know, want to be more versatile so I could be on the field more.
They talked about you, you know, playing at getting up to 315, 320, you know, and adding it mostly muscle. How do you view that, and how hard do you think that'll be for you? Because, I mean, and where have you played actually in the past? At what kind of number?
Throughout the course of my senior season, the heaviest I probably played at was like 296. Then I put on weight in the offseason, you know, I guess to better my chances for the draft and everything like that. I'm probably only around 303, 304 right now, but I'm getting in great shape. As far as the 315, 320 mark, we'll see what Tom has. If I can ball at this weight, then they really can't say anything. So we really just have to do the best I can at this weight and be as strong and as fast as possible.
Were you surprised to hear that also when they say those numbers? Because like you said, I mean, that's like 20 pounds more than you've played at in the past.
Yeah, it's just different. You know, I don't know what the future holds for me. You know, those guys, you know, the professionals are what they do, and they have players come in, and that's happened to some of their plays. But if you can be effective at any weight, you know, then you know your assets is football team.
Is it a problem for you? How easy it is for you to put on the weight? I'm obviously, you said you put on weight between the end of the season and now a little bit. In the past, how has that been for you? Is it an easy thing to do? I put on weight
every year I've been in college. You know, I came in at probably 260 something. I put on weight every single year. My senior year playing at 296, and then after that going to the All-Star game playing at 307, and then keeping that weight throughout the whole combine process. So I've been able to put on weight pretty good and still been able to move and be fast at it. So I'm not sure how that'll work, but they have a great nutritionist here. They have great food here. So if I have to do it, then, you know, I'll make sure I focus on it.
All right, it's the difference between putting on weight and putting on the right weight, right?
Exactly.
They told you to gain 15 pounds before you could do it.
Yeah, I want to like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, if I put on that kind of weight. So I'm just looking forward to that, if anything.